So what do we see in the Rashba? The Rashba start off with two questions. The Rashba quoted the Raya that the two halves of Rava's statement, talking about the same case. Even if they were mishtamish b'kol yemei she'loso, nonetheless they're potter from einsim, so they're mishtamish without a chiyuv einsim. And the Rashba at the end, Taka says that's the mashmoyis of Rava, that's the plain sense of Rava. So Rashba has two things. First of all, he said it comes out that the Yorshim have a bigger schus than the father. The father's schus ishtamish was limited by a chiyuv einsim. The children have a schus ishtamish without a chiyuv einsim. How could the father be meirik to the children the biggest schus he has himself? That's kasha number one. Then kasha number two is the Rashba. The Yorshim are really not coming mikayach the father. According to Rabbi Yossi, the din is that the Yorshim really coming mikayach the original mashul. Because when the seicher is mashul pikadim to somebody else, so Rabbi Yossi says that the shoyl is the din of the shoyl is with the bialim. Bring several gemaras like that. So it comes out that they're not coming mikayach the father at all. Coming mikayach the original bialim. The original bialim only gave mcharei means to say. If they're coming mikayach the father, Stadi also didn't understand how they could be better than the father. But he's saying, apparently saying, but there's like a void. First of all, how could they be better than the father? Even if they're coming mikayach the father, because the father can't give them more than he had himself. And then I think this is what he means. And then even if we'll say, as far as the father's concerned, maybe there is a certain, since the father can only be meiris chusim and at chiyuvim. That's the nature of Yerusha. So maybe it's sort of the fact that there's a Yerusha over here, perforce separates the Chiyuvim from the Schusim. The father had the Schus that was delimited by a Chiyuv. But then when it goes to the Yerusha, so the Yerusha divides it up, and now they get the Schusim, they don't get the Chiyuvim. Even if we could somehow tolerate that. The Rashba's first question is that doesn't make any sense either, because how could they be better than the father? But then the Rashba's saying, besides that, even if maybe somehow we could tolerate that, but the fact is they're not coming mikayach the father. They're coming mikayach the original bialim, because that's Rabbi Yossi's halacha that a shoyl, that if a borrower gives it out to somebody else, so that other person is oisid din with the original bialim. The original bialim for sure only gave the schus hishtamshus together with the chiyuv einsin. So how do they come to have a schus hishtamshus without a chiyuv einsin? That's not what the bialim was giving. I'm adding some hasbara to the Rashba. So what's the Rashba's answer? So the Rashba answers, he has an answer that really the Yorshim, although they're not chayiv and einsin, but they do have a din of a shem esachar. Versus a seicher and a shem esachar. I'm not sure what's a misnomer and what's not. I think he means a shem esachar. They have a din of a shem esachar. And he quotes a Gemara by a Shulchani that if somebody was mafkid moise shul Shulchani and they weren't surim, so the Shulchani has a schus ishtamshus in those moise. So since he has a schus ishtamshus in the moise, if he actually uses the moise, he's a shayl. But even because Maya doesn't use the moise, he has a schus ishtamshus in the moise, that makes him to a shomer sacher. Because he's a shomer with a schus ishtamshus, with a hano. A shomer with hano has a name, that's called a shomer sacher. So here as well, the Yorshim, they have a schus ishtamshus, which they got from the father. They have a schus ishtamshus, that makes them into a shomer sacher. And the Rashba sounds like that's it. That's the answer. Now we can go. That's the answer. So we grappled yesterday. First of all, what's Sam the distinction? Why don't they have Chiyuv Shoyl, but they do have Chiyuv Shoyl Mesachar? In Malashach, if they can't Yashin Chiyuvim and they don't have a din of a Shoyl, so why do they get a din of a Shoyl Mesachar? Like Maishnah. So now we said a Hezbollah. That the chiyuv of a shoyl, our chiyuv of a shoyl undertakes. Somebody borrows kli, so he's mischayiv in the chiyuv einsin. So it's a chiyuv achrayis in the Pshima's language. It's a chiyuv achrayis. A shoyl, when he borrows something, he assumes a chiyuv achrayis. And that's that they don't yashim, because you don't yashim chiyuv. They're not the shoyl. They're the yashim of the shoyl. So they can yashim the schus hashoyl, they don't yashim the chiyuv hashoyl. Well, actually, we'll have to go back to that. But akoponim, they don't yashim the. They don't have chiyuvei shaylim because they're not the shaylim. They never assumed. They never and they took the chiyuv hashelem. But the chiyuv of Gneiva Vareda that you have by Hashem Yisachar, that's not a chiyuv achrayas. And this is Rav Shimon's chakir, but apparently, I think that's the pshat and the Rashba. That's not a chiyuv achrayas. That's an aspect of the chiyuv shmir itself. The chiyuv shmir itself is a mechayiv that if you're not shomer it properly, so you have chiyuv. The chiyuv shmir is, so it's the ish shmir. Just get Rav Shimon's chakir. Is the mechayiv of a shomer, is it a chiyuv achrayas that he undertakes? Or is it that the lack of shmir is mechayim? So, we'll say in the Rashba, that is cholok. The chiyuv einsin, Rav Shimon himself speaks out, the chiyuv einsin is about not the lack of shmir. What lack of shmir? The thing had a heart attack, it's not his fault. It was struck by lightning, there's no lack of shmir. He was shomer 100%. It's a chiyuv einsin. Chiyuv einsin for sure is a chiyuv achrayas. The chiyuv zeilu v'aveda, out of that comes from a certain degree of negligence. It's not a pshir, but it's not a shmu'ula. So that comes from the ishmira. So I think that's the distinction that the Rashba is making. The chiyuv she'elo, that's a chiyuv achrayas that the Yorshim don't have. But the chiyuv gzeilu v'aveda, that comes from the shmira. That comes from the chiyuv shmira. The Yorshim have a chiyuv shmira. That's for sure. The Yorshim have to watch the object or give it back. If they want to keep it, they have to watch the object. Lo shemanim olam that the Yorshim can mishtamish in the object and not watch it, not guard it. That's impossible. They're not worse than a shem raveda. So if you have somebody else's property, you have a chiyuv shmir. If you want to keep it, you can give it back to the bialim. But if you want to keep it around the bialim, they have a chiyuv shmir. So the yorshim have a chiyuv shmir, and they have a hano in the shmir because they have it. They have a schus hashtamshus like the shulchani. So the chiyuv shmir is mechayev them in a shomer who has hano from the shmir. His level of shmira for which he's responsible is that he's chayav for gneiva v'aveda. Mele the chayav v'gneiva v'aveda.
It
comes from
the
shomer
v'aveda,
then
never. The Bible
knows where it is. I don't mean that it's mamash shomer v'aveda. Mashal, I don't think if they were mamash shomer v'aveda, then he wouldn't have to come on to the hanav of the shtamshus. He could have said they have the hanav put to the Rav Yosi, that the Rav Yosi the mitzvah. It's not an aveda. I'm saying it's legora, just like even something that altogether I have no schus shtamshus in. I just found it in the street. I have to watch it. Besides the mitzvah shavas aveda, close minded, but it's sitting by me. I have to watch it. There's no thing you can have somebody else's property in your house and you can say, "Well, it's none of my business. I don't have to watch it." The Torah, even a shomer aveda has to watch the aveda. So here also, Mr. Thomas legora. I think the Ritva says beferish it's a lashon that the legora from a shomer aveda, meaning they can't walk, they can't keep it around. Maybe shomer aveda is misleading. I think I did see the lashon in the Ritva. The point is that the Yorshim have to either give it back or they have to be shomer. They can't keep it around and not be shomer. Just say, well, you know, we'll leave it out in the rain. We're not going to worry what happens to it. What's our problem? We didn't borrow it anyway. But we'll be mishtamish. But they have a chiyuv shmir. They may not have chiyuv yonsen because they're not that. They didn't. We'll get back to that in a second. But about they have a chiyuv shmir. So the chiyuvim that come out of the shmir itself, that come out of the chiyuv shmir, that they could have. The chiyuvim that are separate chiyuvim that the shoyel undertakes, chiyuvim achrayis, that the shoyel assumes that they don't have. That's the etzim distinction. I think that's the etzim havchana that the Rashba is making. Let me just look for the Ritz for a second. Yeah, v'legar mishem ravedo. Shenas olav shem esoch mishem puter v'yosef b'yamu. Just like a shomer aveda is a shomer sacher because puto de Rabbi Yosi, so they're a shomer sacher because of the shlishus tamshus that they have. Yeah, we're starting with that's what he means. It doesn't mean that they are shomer aveda. Then give them puto de Rabbi Yosi. It means just like a shomer aveda, he becomes a shomer sacher. He didn't ask to be a shomer sacher, but lemaisa he has a chiyuv shmir and he has a hanah, so he becomes automatically bal kochah a shomer sacher. So here as well, they have a chiyuv shmir and they have a shlishus tamshus, so automatically bal kochah they become a shomer sacher. It's not a chiyuv that you have to assume. A chiyuv she'ela, a chiyuv einsin, that's a chiyuv achrayis. You have to take on a chiyuv achrayis. They didn't take on a chiyuv achrayis. They're not she'ela. But a chiyuv shem esocha, you don't have to take on. Shem Rabbi didn't ask to be a shem esocha. But he has a chiyuv shmir, and he has a no of Prut Rabbi Yosi. So automatically, he becomes a shem esocha. So chayetzi v'dov are these people. They have a chiyuv shmir. That's for sure they have a chiyuv shmir. And they have a no. They have a no in it, because they have a specific tamshis. So maybe they're a shem esocha. So that's the etzim. Sorry, we spoke through yesterday. This, I think, is the etzim havchana that the Rashba is making. But the question that we left outstanding is, But how did that solve the Rashba's original question? At the end of the day, the Rashba had asked, how could they be better than the father? The father had a schus hashtamshus only with the chiyuv einsin. How did they come off getting from the father more than the father had himself? And then the Rashba had another question. What about the really their din is with the mashal? We all like Rav Yosi. Their din is with the original mashal. So for sure the mashal was only mashalit with the chiyuv einsin. So how could they get away with not having a chiyuv einsin? Like, where did all of that go? Like, how did the Rashba solve his original questions? So I'll just tell you my thinking. So at first I thought that maybe the pshat is that the Rashba is now being mechadish. Up to this point, the Rashba thought that the chiyuv einsin of a shoyel come from his chus hashtamshus. That's the deal. You have a chus hashtamshus. Knows why is the shoyel have a chiyuv achrayis? His chiyuv achrayis is keneged in exchange in because he has a chus hashtamshus. So keneged the chus hashtamshus, he's mechayev a regular shoyel doesn't have a chus hashtamshus. The shoyel is unique in that he has a chus hashtamshus that he's not paying for. So he has a chus hashtamshus too, but he pays for it. But here you have a shoyel who gets a chus hashtamshus for free. So in exchange for the chus hashtamshus, he has to undertake a chiyuv einsin. That's how the Rashba lechatchila understood, that the chiyuv einsin is tmuras the chus hashtamshus. So Mela, the Rashba asked, if that's the case, so it means that there's a link between the chiyuv einsin is connected to the chus hashtamshus. So number one, he asks, so that's the case. So the father only had a chus hashtamshus for which he is, so to speak, reciprocating with the chiyuv einsin. He doesn't have a schus hashtamshus gratis for free. He only has a schus hashtamshus which he's so to speak paying for with the chiyuv einsin. How could the yoshim get more than that? The yoshim are going to get a schus hashtamshus for free. The father didn't have a schus hashtamshus for free. The father, in exchange for the schus hashtamshus, had to provide a chiyuv einsin. They're all of a sudden going to get a schus hashtamshus for free. How could they have more than the father? That was question number one. Question number two was, they're really not even coming because of the father. They're coming because of the original Bialim. The original Bialim is for sure not giving out his chus hashtamshus for free. The original Bialim is only giving out his chus hashtamshus in exchange for a chiyuv einsin. So how could they now get it? So how can they now take from the original Bialim a chus hashtamshus when they're not, so to speak, paying for it with the chiyuv einsin? That was the way the Rashba understood up till now. The Rashba now is being chayzer from that. And the Rashba is saying, no, look, I'll show you that the chiyuv einsin is not connected to the chus hashtamshus. Because I'll show you a shayin who has a chus hashtamshus and doesn't have a chiyuv einsin. Shulchani. The shulchani has a chus hashtamshus and yet he doesn't have a chiyuv einsin. So you see that that's not true. The chiyuv einsin is not automatically, in exchange for the chus hashtamshus. Now that he produced this gemara in Hamafkin, that a Hamafkin moyset shel shulchani, the shulchani has a chus hashtamshus. But he does not, on that account, become a shoyel. He only becomes a shlemi socher, says the Rashba. Oh, so now I see that what's in exchange for the chus hashtamshus is just chiyuvi shlemi socher, not chiyuvi einsin. So where did the chiyuvi einsin come from? The chiyuvi einsin are not in exchange for the chus hashtamshus. The chiyuvi einsin are a dover b'fnei atzmai, that the shoyel, when he asked the Bialim to borrow it, gave. He was mischayiv himself in a chiyuv einsin, but it's not the exchange for the schus hashtamshus. The exchange for the schus hashtamshus, meaning a schus hashtamshus has a price. The price for the schus hashtamshus is that you have to be a shlemi socher. You have to be chayiv in the leiv avaveda, like a shulchani, but not more. You see what the Torah required for schus hashtamshus. If you're watching something with a schus hashtamshus, so that means you're watching something with a hanoah. So for a hanoah, you have to be a shlemi socher, but not more. So how does the shoyel get a chiyuv einsin? Must be the Torah said that when you borrow something, not in exchange for the chiyuv, when you borrow something, you undertake a chiyuv einsin, not in exchange for the schus hashtamshus. Stam, in the act of borrowing, in the act of borrowing, you are also undertaking a chiyuv einsin. We'll see, we may throw this away eventually, but we're just getting to step by step. So Meili says like this. Lichatchila, the Rashba thought, Ka'omor, that the chiyuv einsin is the the tit for tat for the chiyuv for the schlusser shtamshus. The schlusser shtamshus is mechayev chiyuv einsim. So he didn't understand. So the father's schlusser shtamshus, like I said, was only in exchange for chiyuv einsim. He paid for it with the chiyuv einsim. How could they have more than the father? They're going to get a schlusser shtamshus unpaid for. They're going to get a free schlusser shtamshus. Where did they come up getting that? How could they get that from the Bible? Now the Rashi quoted the Gemara in Amafkid, so now everything changes. Because in the Gemara in Amafkid it says that for a Schlusser Shtamshus you pay by being a Shomer Socha, not by having a Chiyuv Einsim. A Shulchanese has a Schlusser Shtamshus, he doesn't have to have a Chiyuv Einsim. Doesn't have a Chiyuv Einsim. Unless he'll decide to be a Shoel. But if he doesn't decide to be a Shoel, just a Schlusser Shtamshus per se is not Mechayev, is not, just a Schlusser Shtamshus per se is not Mechayev him. Just a Schlusser Shtamshus per se doesn't make him. It's not mechayiv him in einsin. It's just mechayiv him in greva vaveda. The chiyuv einsin of a shayel is a dover b'fnei atzmai. It's nothing to do with the schlusser shtamshus. It just is chayivus b'fnei atzmai that somehow a shayel makes when he's shayel. So meila, that's not so. So it's like a unilateral chiyuv einsin. It's chayivus of einsin. So now it is not so terrible, not so inconceivable that the father undertook a chiyuv einsin, doesn't pass to the children. The children get the schlusser shtamshus, they don't get the chiyuv einsim. One is in exchange for the other, one is connected to the other. No, he said, now after I have this gemara in a mafkid, they're now disconnected. The chiyuv einsim has nothing to do with the schlusser shtamshus. What has to do with the schlusser shtamshus is the chiyuv neiva vaveda. That in the chanami, that the children can't get a schlusser shtamshus without a chiyuv neiva vaveda. That would have to be more than the father had, more than anybody has. If they have a schlusser shtamshus, they have a chiyuv neiva vaveda. But the chiyuv einsim, that's a separate ischaivas. That separate ischaivas doesn't pass to the children. Melehu Adin will guide me there for the other question. You know, either come and kayach the Bailam, and the Bailam only gave out a schlusser shtamshus in exchange for a chiyuv einsin. It's not true. The Bailam gave out a schlusser shtamshus in exchange for a chiyuv neiva vaveda. There was another separate thing between the Bailam and the father, that the father was mischayev and einsin. That's nothing to do with the Yoshim. But the schlusser shtamshus they take from the. Kilo is saying every shoyel, when he takes from the schlusser shtamshus and the bialim, two things are going on. First of all, in exchange for the schlusser shtamshus, he's mischayev and geneva v'avedo. That's number one. And then, number two, bar mindain, stam, unilaterally, the shoyel also is mischayev and einsim. So that doesn't pass to the children. But it has nothing to do with the schlusser shtamshus. The schlusser shtamshus passes to the children together with whatever is connected to the schlusser shtamshus, namely the chiyuv geneva v'avedo. That was my first working hypothesis how to explain the Rashi. But the Chor is still shver, because at the end of the day, when the Yorshim start to use the Chaitz, so why don't they become shoyel in bed? In other words, what's the difference between the shulchani? The shulchani, when he starts to use the money, he becomes a shoyel. The yorshim, when they start to use the parah, they don't become a shoyel. So what's the difference? Then, as they're asking himself, yes, he says, what's the difference? The shulchani only becomes a shoyel when he does. The schus shtamshus only makes him to a shoyel mesacher. But when he starts to use the money, bepoyel, if he takes that money and he starts to use it, then already becomes a. Then already becomes a shoyel. So how come the yorshim, when they start to use the parah, why don't they become a shoyel? The Rashba answers that the Shulchani, when he takes it, he's being shoyel. But the Yoshim, when they take it, they're not being shoyel. Because they're not shoyelim. They're coming to the father. So I don't understand that havchana. If we're saying now that the Schus Hashtamshus is only Mechayiv Neva Vaveda, so what's Mechayiv Lechiv Einsin? Something's Mechayiv L'Einsin. So we could say what's Mechayiv L'Einsin is that the Shoyel went to the guy and said, please give it to me. So that's Mechayiv L'Einsin. The Shulchan doesn't have that. The Shulchan didn't ask to borrow the money. But okay, the Mafkid gave the Shulchan the money for safekeeping. So where did the Shulchan become a Shoyel? When he takes it, he becomes a Shoyel. The being Mishtamish makes him into a Shoyel. So why can't the Yoshim, with their Mishtamish, why don't they become a Shoyel? Like, that's the Chosim and HaSefer. What's the difference between the Shulchani, who when he takes it, all of a sudden he does become Chayav Einsin, and the Yoshim, when they take it, they don't become Chayav Einsin? Rashba says something about it, but his lashon is very saucy. Here we go, Rashba. Afagav the Hosum calls Manshinish Tamish Bem Chayva Filo Bainsin, Hosum Mumishim the Eu Gufay Shoyalah, because they were Shoyalah. The Shulchani was Shoyalah. Avalochi Inu Lashalim Neklum. The Shulchani was Shoyalah, they weren't Shoyalah. When was the Shulch Shoyalah? When he took it from the Bailah, that wasn't an act of Shoyalah, then he would have been Chayva right away. Now when he takes it in hand, so why are they any different? When they take it in hand, they should become Shoyalah. So what does Rashbi even mean? The Shulchani is Shoyalah, so he becomes Chayav and Oysen. But they were never Shoyalah, so they don't become Chayav and Oysen.
Yeah. Rashbi also had a lesson where he says, Loishal Veloi Midi, the beginning of his days. Loishal Veloi Midi.
Yeah.
I mean to say that the Yorshim never actually had this object transferred from Mashiel to them. It just came upon them passively.
Okay, but why does that matter?
Because in order to be Chayav Onsen, it has to come from the hand of the Mashal into the hand of the Shoyal.
The Shoyal, the Shulchani, he got it from the Mashal, so then when he takes it, that's called an act of Shayla. But the Yoshim, even if they're Mishtamish in it, it's not called an act of Shayla because they're not getting it from the Mashal.
You have to take it.
That's what the Rashi proves is not true from the case of the Baal and Ishgal and them.
No, but they're also the Baal, no, but they're the Baal Tuk.
Well, there he was a shoyl. He was a shoyl from the.
From the
he said Chazal made him into a shoyl. He speaks out. Chazal made him into a shoyl. Yeah.
My understanding that the shtamshus is the schus of the head, which shtamshus is a new thing which is created by the fact that they take it into a new agreement. But that's something they ask from the father.
I think they ask him from the father. But I say even by the father, the schus of shtamshus was only connected to his chiyuv and eivav avedim. His chiyuv einsin. I think we'd have to throw this away in a minute. We have to. It's like Wittgenstein's ladder. We're going to climb up to a certain place, then we're going to throw away the ladder. I think we're going to change this a little bit, because we're grappling over here with the problem. I want to show you a little bit.
Yeah. Sorry, when we said that there was the Kral Shayla, which one of the Amishmira, which comes in the Shamsha, the villain having him available.
Right.
But the only sin is the Seb Kabbalah.
Right.
So then the Yarshim, but the Yarshim Kabbalah is the Shmira, not the Kabbalah.
Right.
So then they actually aren't Shalom. It's true, they're not doing any new act of anything.
Right, they're not shoyalim. I understand it. So they're not shoyalim. Now, why don't they become shoyalim when they mishtamish in it? Because they were never shoyalim.
Because shoyalim never happens with an act of
shamshus. So why by the shulchani does it happen by an act of shamshus?
By the shulchani, the act of shamshus is a kabbalah of a chiyuv. But in this case, they're just using the
shishan. So that's, I think, similar to what Meir is saying, that by the shulchani, when he actually is mishtamish in it, that becomes the shayla from the Bible. Even though the chatchila, he was doing the Bible a favor. But now, when he takes the money, that becomes the shayla from the Bailam. Now, Shank and the Yorshim, they never had any truck with the Bailam. They never had to do with the Bailam. So by them, and it's different than Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, you're a shayla from a secher, so you at least were a shayla from, and then it's, you become a shayla from the Bailam. But here, they were never shaylim. So since they were never shaylim, they never get this chayvus of a shayla. Maybe that's how we have to say it. But I want to show you a ritva. Maybe we can, the ritva also talks al derech harashba. Very similar. But he throws in something. A nuance is a difference. We're not going to go through every single nuance. It's basically al derech harashba. He starts off with the same two kashas of the Rashba. Number one, how could they be better than the father? Number two, what happened to Rabbi Yossi that they're taking it from the Bible? Well, for some reason, I don't have an explanation for this. For some reason, the Rashba makes it sound like two kashas. The Ritva makes it sound like one kasha. Some of the Mitzvah, maybe to be Masber, what that is. The Rashba in the Chachil, in the original questions, the Rashba had two kashas. A, how could they be better than the father? And moreover, they're not really coming from the father, they're coming from the original Bailam. The Ritva asks the same two kashas, but he asks it like one kasha. Here we go.
Then
it's also where did
it go?
Maybe let me read it to you. Igor Akasha, Kavin Shinish Tamish, but Mila Havi Shalim, Ki Kavin Shavim, Lehoyabus Chus Eleba Kabbalah Sainsin. Afhule, since the father only had uschus ishtamshus with the Kabbalah Sainsin, afhule moyushoisim schus, elibe Kabbalah Sainsin, he can only be merged to them uschus with the Kabbalah Sainsin. The inu ke shaylim the bailim ninu, and they're like shaylim from the bailim. It's not about items. It's one hemshich. I don't know. But I don't want to get bogged down on that, because that's not really what I want to show you right now. So he has the same two castes of the Rashba, sort of squishes them together. V'yesh le teretz. He has a teretz. He organizes things a little bit differently. It's the holy damu l'soicher sapor v'yishil l'acher. It's not like the case of Rabbi Yosi, where the soicher was mashal to somebody else. The hosham came in shaysheni nasal of shoyl b'feirish. There, the second guy is a shoyl. He was shoyl at b'feirish. So dinu sheyoshi a shoyl the bialim. So he now becomes a shoyl directly with the original bialim, like Rabbi Yosi. Shloya alayis is karosu b'prosu shalchaveri. Mashen came Elam, Mashen and these Yoshim, Leinasu Shailim. They never were Shailim. They don't become Shailim. And therefore Avalocha Kishikra Mesavim. The Yoshus Chusoy. Lomi is Chayvu B'Shailu. Why should they get Chayvu Shailim? And here's the line that I want to highlight. And then later on, he's going to bring the Mar Hamafkid. But the next line is V'Hareze Ki'ilu Socher Avim Bayis Umes. It's like the father rented a house. So they could stay in the house the whole time as chirus, and they don't have to pay any rent. If the father didn't leave any karka, they could stay in the house for free. That's what this is doing to. And then it brings up the chayav and gedev avedo because there's still a shayma socher. That piece he brings afterwards. But the way he says the Torah is like a person who rents a house and he died, that the children could stay in the house, call him as chiris, and if the father didn't leave any karka, they don't have to pay any rent. So first of all, I didn't know that was true. That's a murder, the gazach. Somebody rented a house for 30 days. He died in the middle. He didn't leave any achayis nechasim. Apparently he didn't pay for the rent. I mean, if he paid rent, there's nothing to talk about. He didn't pay for the rent. And the children can stay in the house the whole 30 days. So Rabbi Krager in Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember what Simon it is, but in the ritual with footnotes, they bring the Rabbi Kveger. Somebody has a ritual with footnotes, they could look it up. Rabbi Kveger says that he was Rabbi Kveger was mechavan this halacha on his own. He wasn't sure, but Rabbi Kveger was mechavan this halacha on his own, and he said achaz man Rav Matzosi that the ritual says this halacha, and Rabbi Kveger says the husband. Rabbi Kveger says it's like, what is it like? So what would be in the following case? Somebody bought a par on credit. Now the par belongs to him. He has a chayv that he has to pay them. He has to pay the value of the par. He then dies and doesn't leave any achayis nechasim. So what's the din? Says the Gedolim of Pashut, the par belongs to the children, and the meicher is out the money, because it's two separate things. The first person bought the par on credit. He was claiming the par. Now he has. He has a credit card obligation. The sale is not contingent on his eventually paying the debt. Person buys something on credit, the sale goes through right away. He has a debt that he has to pay off. So it's like anybody dies with a debt that he didn't pay. What happens if somebody dies with a debt that he hasn't paid? So if you left a chayis nechasim, so you pay it from the estate. And if you didn't leave a chayis nechasim, tough luck. The guy died without a chayis nechasim, and there's nobody from whom to collect. But that has no effect on the sale itself. The sale itself went through. Says Rabbi Kveg, that's the nobody by Schiris as well. When a person is Seicher a house for 30 days, he now bought the Ishtamshus of that house. 30 days Ishtamshus in that house. The 30 days Ishtamshus in the house now belong to him. He owes the rent. The owing of the rent, that's a Chayv. If he dies, so there's nobody from whom to collect the Chayv. But the 30 days Ishtamshus in the house belong to him and the Yoshim Yashinit. That's the Chiddush dinner, Rabbi Kveg says. He found this in the Ritva. Okay, that's interesting. I can understand it. Doesn't seem so fair, but okay, life's not fair. That's at least we can understand it. What does that do with here? Mr. Ritva says that's what's going on over here by the Sheila as well. The Yorshim have a Schlusha Shtamshus, but they don't have a Chi of Sheila, because since they were never Shailim. So it's like somebody rented a house on credit, and then he died. The Yorshim keep the house, but they don't pay the credit. They don't have to pay the debt because there's no achrayas nechos. What's the dimya? What's that? What's the pshatov? What's the ivritage over here? What's the translation of what the Ritva was saying? Okay, he's fine. What? Yeah, in the Chanami, that's taka what he's saying. But I think there's an extra something, there's an extra nekuda we can learn in the Rabbi. We can learn it. He's taka saying that the chiyuv einsin. He's saying something which is very reminiscent of what we saw in the Rashba. Not surprising, everything he's saying here sort of parallels the Rashba. And that is that the Chiyuv Einsin is really independent of the Schus Hashtamshus. Schus Hashtamshus and the Chiyuv Einsin are separate things. So just like when the guy rented a house, the rental of the Schus Hashtamshus in the house and the Chayiv are separate things. The Chayiv is the Chayiv, and maybe doesn't pass to the children if there's no Achayis Nechasim. The Schus Hashtamshus of the house is a separate thing. It does pass to the children. And we don't say, how could the children have something the father didn't have? They don't have something the father didn't have. They have exactly what the father had. The father had a Schus Hashtamshus. And he had a Chayiv that was totally independent. And now the father died, the children get the Schus Hashtamshus, and they don't Yashin the Chayiv, because they Yashin the Schus. They don't yashin the Chayiv. That's what he's saying. That's very similar to what we saw before. But I think there's an extra... We can see here from the Ritva an extra nekuda, which is that before I thought, when we're learning just the Rashba, that the Chiyuv Einsin has mamish nothing to do with the Schus Hashtamshus. It's like a totally separate, independent obligation the guy undertakes when he's shoyel, nothing to Schus Hashtamshus. For the Schus Hashtamshus, he pays with the Chiyuv Gneiva Vaveda. The Chiyuv Einsin, that's something he unilaterally undertakes. That's how it's masbir in the Rashba. I think in the Ritva, from this marshal that the Ritva is giving me, that sounds to me like he's saying that's too radical. It's not that the Chiyuv Einsin has nothing to do with the Schus Hashtamshus. Could we say over here that the rental has nothing to do with the rental money has nothing to do with the Schus Hashtamshus in the house? Is that how it works? When you rent the house for 30 days, you're renting the house, then unilaterally you're giving them a present of the rental money. That's not true. The rental money is in exchange for the shamshus of the house. And yet, when the father dies, the kids can use the house and they don't have to pay the rental. What's the pshat? Are they connected or are they not connected? So pshat is, yes, they're connected, but the nature of the connection is that in exchange for getting the shamshus of the house for 30 days, you obligate yourself to pay rent for 30, to pay a certain amount of rent. So there is a connection between the two. One is in exchange for the other. But the transaction is finished at the moment that the deal is made. And once the transaction is made, once the exchange is made, those two things now live independent lives. The Schus Hashtamshus in the house belongs to the renter, to the tenant. And in addition, now there's a separate chiyuv. He has a credit card bill that he has to pay. He has an IOU that he has to pay to the maskir. So it's not that they're totally unrelated. They're very much related, because one was given in exchange for the other. It's just that once the exchange is made, now they exist independently. And there's a Schus Hashtamshus in the house that has nothing to do with the Chayiv. Just like, as Rabbi Krieger explains, just like if you buy something. You wouldn't say, you know, you buy a book for $10. You wouldn't say, oh, that's a good place to plug. You can buy my book for $10. You buy a book for $10. So you wouldn't say one thing has nothing to do with the other. Buying the book has nothing to do with the owning the book has nothing to do with the money. About it, one thing has to do with the other. That's a sale. That's the nature of a sale. But once you bought the book, the chiyuv to pay the $10 now is an independent thing. The book passes to the children. The chiyuv to pay the $10 doesn't necessarily pass to the children. So I think what the Ritva here is telling me, and I think this sheds light on the Rashba as well. What the Ritva here is telling me is the chiyuv einsin. Of course, it's an exchange for the sheila. That's the deal by a she'ela. He shoyel the thing, and in exchange he undertakes a chiyuv achrayis. But the thing is, the chiyuv achrayis, it's like a... But the exchange happens at the moment of the she'ela. In exchange for getting the schus hashtamshus for the term of the she'ela, he commits himself to a chiyuv achrayis. But once he commits himself to the chiyuv achrayis is a ischaivus, it's a shibud. And it lives its own life. The schus she'ela, he gets the schus she'ela, in exchange for the schus she'ela, he commits to a chiyuv achrayis. So yes, there was an exchange. One was an exchange for the other, but once the exchange is made, the chiyuv achrayis is a separate thing. The chiyuv oinsin is a separate thing from the chiyuv hashmira. And therefore, one could pass to the children and not the other. The schus hashtamshus could pass to the children. Same with the schiris of the schus hashtamshus in the house could pass to the children. The same way the book could pass to the children. The chiyuv oinsin, that's something that he was mechayiv himself. The Balaam, he was mechayiv himself that as long as he's alive, he'll be chayiv anointed. Couldn't be mechayiv his children. Can't be mechayiv himself past his own lifetime unless he leaves nechosim, unless he leaves karka. So he's mechayiv himself that for as long as he's alive, he'll be chayiv and achrayis. And in exchange for that, he gets his chus hashtamshus and the chayfetz. The chus hashtamshus and the chayfetz has a term and it passes to the children to complete the term. The chayiv oinsin by its nature was only for as long as he's alive because he can't be mechayiv himself more than that. But the exchange was already made. Once that exchange was made, the children can inherit the schus, same way they can inherit the book, the same way they can inherit the right to stay in the house for the term of the rental, they can inherit the schus hashamshus and the par. The same way they don't inherit the chiyuv to pay the $10, the same way they don't inherit the chiyuv to pay the rent, they don't inherit the chiyuv to pay the chiyuv einsin. That in regard to chiyuv einsin. But the Ritva goes on and he says, but and he brings the Gemara about Shulchani. What's the difference? Why is Gneva Veda different than Chiyuv Einsin? Why don't I say the same thing by the Chiyuv Gneva Veda? In exchange for having a Schus Hashtamshus, they committed themselves to Chiyuv Gneva Veda. And one passes to the children and not the other. Then what's the Chiyuv? If now it's turning out that the Chiyuv Einsin is also an exchange for the Schus Hashtamshus. So what's the difference between the chiyuv shelo, between the chiyuv einsin and the chiyuv shem esocher of gneiva varedo? The answer is al derech what I said before. That I think is still true. The chiyuv einsin is different than the chiyuv einsin is a separate ischayvus. Because the mechayiv of einsin is the fact that he was mechayiv himself in einsin. It's a separate ischayvus that he undertook. He undertook it, of course, in exchange for the schus hashela. That's what I'm getting out of this ritva. It's not something he undertook unilaterally and arbitrarily. Of course, he undertook the chiyuv einsin in exchange for the schus hashtamshus of the shela. But once he made that undertaking, once he was mechayiv himself in the chiyuv einsin, so that's a separate ischayvus that has nothing to do with the chiyuv hashela. Masha'ekin the chiyuv gneiva v'aveda of a shem esachar, there the mechayiv is the lack of shmirah, like Rav Shimon said. There it's the negligence of shmirah that's mechayiv from the gneiva v'aveda. So there even so that continues to be connected. He has the schus hashtamshus. The schus hashtamshus avada comes together with the chiyuv shmirah. That certainly passes to the children. The children they have a schus hashtamshus avada, they have to be shomeret. And the chiyuv shmira is with the hanah. So they're already, again, this is what I said before. The chiyuv einsin is something that is mechayiv himself. It's like the $10 for the book. The $10 for the book, he charges, puts on his credit card $10, or he owes the bookseller $10 for the book. That becomes a separate chayiv. It now exists independently of the ownership of the book. He owns the book, he owes the $10. And originally it was an exchange, but now they're two separate and independent things. That's not some ischayvus that he made in payment for the schus hashtamshus. That's something that grows out of the chiyuv shmira. He has a chiyuv shmira, and if he's negligent in the shmira, then not being shomer is mechayiv him. To what degree? Depends what kind of shomer he is. Is a shomer with ano, shomer without ano, shomer chinum, shomer socher? That has gradations. How much negligence we consider to be a negligence that's mechayiv him. But the mechayiv is the negligence. So it's not some ischayvus that he made b'shas ha-mechira that now exists independently of the having the chayfetz, of using the chayfetz. No, it's something that as long as he is shomer the chayfetz, the shmira is every time he's negligent in the shmira. Whatever the lack of the pshia itself is mechayivim. The gneva v'aveda, which resulted from a negligence in the shmira, that's mechayivim. So that about the children have. That's not some ischayvus of the father didn't pass to the children. To the extent that the children have a chiyuv shmirah, the chiyuv shmirah, besides everything else, the chiyuv shmirah they don't have to get from the father. The chiyuv shmirah they have because it's Jewish money; they have to watch it. Like the Ritva says, lo yehel shem ravedo. How do they have to watch it? And they have hanof from watching it. So they on their own account, they have a chiyuv shmirah with a hanof. So they have chiyuv shem esocher. They don't need to get that from the father. It's not a chiv they got from the father. That's a chiv that they have on their own account. by dint of the fact that they're shomrim, they have chiyuv shmir, like hey, shomer beda. They're shomrim with the schus shtamsus, which they yashim from the father. So bad, they have chiyuv shomer socher. But the chiyuv einsin, that doesn't come from the shmirah. That's something the father was mechayiv himself. The father can mechayiv himself. The father can't be mechayiv the children. So now going back to the question we had before. So what's the difference that they, even when they use the money, even when they use the power, they don't become shayalim? We don't say, oh, now they mechayiv themselves as shayalim. And the shulchani, when he uses the money, he becomes a shayal. That was the question we had at the outset. What's the difference? The shulchani, he only schus shtamshis as a shomer socher. But if he decides to take the money in hand, then he becomes a shayal. Why don't we say the same thing by them? Yeah, they have a schus shtamshis. But if they take the power in hand, then they become a shayal. So my hefresh ben zelazer. I think that a lot of what we're saying, the difference is very partial. The book has to be paid for. And the rent has to be paid for. A shayla has to be paid for with the chiyuv einsin. So the shulchani, if he takes the money in hand, he's now being shayla the money. How do you pay for a shayla? With the chiyuv einsin. So that he has to be chayv an einsin. Now Sheink and the Yarshim, they don't have to pay for the shayla. The shayla's already paid for. The father already paid for the shayla when the father was chayv an einsin. The father, by his ischayvus anointing, was zoich in the shayla, kol yamei ha-shayla. Now the children are coming from the father. Why should they undertake a new chiyuv einsin? It's already bought and paid for. It's like if I would be mashal somebody, I would give a book to somebody to watch, and then I would tell them that, you know, if you want it, you could keep it, but you have to pay. Then you have to pay for it. Kozman, he didn't take it, he doesn't have to pay for it. Maybe that schus that he could take it would make him into a shomer socher. That's not a good analogy, but I just want to bring out the point. But when he said about it, he has to pay for it. But here it's a book that they yashin from the father. The father already paid for it with his chayvus to pay $10. I now the maisa, they don't have to pay the $10, but it's still their book. The book they already acquired. Like the ritvas, that's exactly the point of the ritvas dimming to schirus. I have to go back now and check. You know, we had a child in Gears from the Rashba. The Rashba calls him a Shema Socher at the end, but then in the beginning he called him a Socher. This wasn't clear. I thought maybe after Magi in the Rashba. This I'm not entirely sure. I didn't work this back. But maybe the Gears in the Rashba of Socher is not so bad. There's two points over here being made. In a certain point, the Rashba's point is that they have Chiyuve Gneva Vavedo because they're like a Shema Socher. But they don't have Chiyuve Einsin. Because the chiyuv einsin, that's like the ritva said, it's like a seicher who died. The chiyuv schiris doesn't pass to the yosh. Maybe that's what the Rashi means as well. I have to double check this. I didn't. Just occurs to me now as I'm talking. I didn't really check this out. Shemesocha. Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to work. Let me just take a look at the Rashi. Maybe we just have to be magid anyway. Shem and Oyma, the Yer is lav k'shoyel havi. Yer is not a shoyel. Ela k'seicher. No, I don't think it makes sense. I think he still have to make you a shoyma socher. Because the Rashi was talking about, what the Rashi was talking about is, they don't have chiyuv einsin, but they have chiyuv gneiva v'aveda. And they ask, why do they have chiyuv gneiva v'aveda? If they're not a shoyel, and they're not making a no, he says, no, the schus is a no. He's talking there about the chiyuv gneiva aveda. They have the chiyuv gneiva aveda, but they don't have the chiyuv shayel. Okay. Anyway, that's what I wanted to work with here in the Rashba and the Ritva. I think one is megala on the other. What? Even according to Rapapa, you're not chayav to the oinus itself, but the mechayav is still the chayavus of the father. So the father's not chayav to the oinus itself, but the children aren't chayav at all. Because even according to Rapapa's lishna basra, even according to Rava's lishna basra, and according to Rapapa, that the chayav is b'shas oinus, that does not mean that the oinus is the mechayav. How could the oinus be mechayav? It's not his fault. The mechayav is that he undertook the chayav. The child is that undertaking that is chayavus. When is it chal? Is it chal b'shas mashiach or is it chal b'shas oynis? But avada, it's chal b'shas oynis is the chiyuv of the father, not the chiyuv of the children.
But why is in every other case of shiloh? How could you say that the shiloh only works because of the kabbalas chiyuv and that only happened if there was an oynis?
See, that's the nature of achayis. The nature of achayis is that he's mechayiv himself. That when there'll be an oynis, he'll be chayiv then. Hogufa nechel kudul shnekam l'shabas. Shnekama holds the chiyuv achayis is mechayiv you now. Either on the level of, I mean, we had all the different shittas. You know, the mafreya, or according to the Ramban, or altogether, or according to the Rambam, the sitmas, only the Abishiv and the Chosim. Okay, that's like, you know, the fine print. But bottom line, they all agree that the Machayev Einstein is not the Einus itself. It's not like Pshila Moshe, where the Pshia is Machayev, or the Nezmus is Machayev. The fact that the Behemah had a heart attack can't be Machayev, what does that do with me? The fact that lightning struck the Behemah can't be Machayev, what did I do? Avada, what's mechayiv me is that I undertook a chiyuv einsin. The difference between l'shnekama and l'shnebasra is just when is that chiyuv that I undertook chal? According to l'shnekama, it's chal v'shas ha-mishicha. According to l'shnebasra, it's chal v'shas ha-misa. But it's chal the father, it's not chal on the son. Again? According to l'shnebasra, the chiyuv is chal v'shas ha-misa. So if there's a chayis nechasim, So even if there's a chayis nechasim, you don't have to pay. Because the chiyuv is chal after the father is dead. So after the father is dead, he can't be mishabed as nechasim. The father can only be mishabed as nechasim when he's alive. When the kama, the chiyuv is chal b'shas mashicha, so b'shas mashicha is mishabed as nechasim. But according to Lishna Basra, by the time the father died, the chiyuv and nechasim is gone. There is a point that I might shouldn't talk about it all, because I don't entirely understand it. Shimon grapples a little bit. Even if you hold that Sibas Achiv is Meshabed the Nechosim, the Chorei can only be Meshabed his Nechosim. Here, the father died before there was ever. Well, let's say about the case of Zohar Chetz. That's what Shimon's model. Sibas Achiv is Mechayed Nechosim. We have an Agamar where the father was negligent, didn't tell him. So, well, let's talk about Zohar Chais. So the fellow who was Zohar Chais says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, you could be gave from the children. Because since the father was Zohar Chais, there's already a Sibas Achiv. Sibas Achiv is Meshab and Nechosim. Okay? But the Nechosim, how does it usually work? Somebody has Nechosim that are Meshubadim. The guy has debts, has Nechosim and Meshubad to the debts. And now he dies and the Nechosim fall to the children. So, since the yeshiva nechasim, they have to pay out of the estate. Why do they have to pay out of the estate? But it's their money. It's their estate. They yashamed it. How is their estate? And the father came and shabbat his own property. Now it's not the father's property. Now it's the children's property. How is it? How can the Baal Chayv come and collect? The Pashut Chat is, since the father was in shabbat the nechasim, so now the Baal Chayv, the Malva, has a certain property right in the nechasim. And that limits the Yerusha. Since the Malva has a certain, because there was a Shiva, the father was Meshabed and the Chosin to the Malva now has a certain ownership stake in the Nechosin. So to that extent, they don't fall, the Nechosin don't fall the Yerusha. That's the way it normally works. Here it's a little bit strange. The father was Zorach Chaitz. So there's already a Sibas Achiv. Does the Nizik over here have a property right in the Nechosin? What nizik? When the father was alive, there was no nizik. The chetz didn't reach its target yet. There's a sibas achiyuv. The father, there's a sibas achiyuv to be mechayiv the father, but there's no nizik. So there's nobody who owns. There's nobody here who has a property right in the estate except for the father, and the father dies and it passes to the child. So how does the estate? Even if we'll say the word sibas achiyuv is mishab and the chosim, but who over here is preventing the property from falling fully to the yosha? It's a subtle point. What? No, it doesn't. Say Lemafreya. The Ritva says Lemafreya. Maybe that's why the Ritva says it works Lemafreya. Because this would bother him. Maybe that's why the Ritva has to say it works Lemafreya. Lemafreya takes off the problem. The Sibas Achiyuv means Lemafreya. He was Taka Shiva to the Nizik. Yeah. But if you don't say Lemafreya, the Rambam holds not Lemafreya. The Rambam, we saw in the Rambam, the accumulated Rambam is told him later. It's not Lemafreya. So what's going on? So this is not so pashut. So I didn't want to get into this, but Shimon says, if it's a vart, I'll tell you an interesting thing. Rav Shimon says a word, it's an obscure word. He says that that the father, even when he's dead, he retains property rights in his nechosim for the things that he needs. Like for Kavanah Meislam muscle things, the properties, Meshuvah. The father retains property rights for things that he needs. So if the father has a chiyuv, Kasivas a chiyuv, he had a Sivas a chiyuv, so the father has a chiyuv, so the father retains a property right that prevents the Yoshim from Yashining fully. It's like a whole philosophical thing. Then I think elsewhere, Rav Shimon says maybe you don't need it. Maybe the nechassim could carry the chiyuv. I don't know. The whole topic is very obscure. If you're interested, Rabbi Bleich, I just saw this fortuitously on this past Shabbos. Rabbi Bleich, in tradition, just like a year ago, was hanging around my house, and Rabbi Bleich has an article about this, about dead people having property rights, and he brings Rav Shimon about Sukkos Chaitz and Sivas Achiv is Meshab and the Chosim, the whole Rav Shimon. So if you want to take a look, I don't remember exactly now the issue, but he talks through this sugya. Yeah. Anyway, you can take a look. He's mastered very, very clearly this Rav Shimon. He brings a whole bunch of examples where you see such a thing. Anyway, I really don't want to be nachas to this Nikud. Rav Shimon himself is not sure. He has in one place he says maybe you don't need it, maybe stam. The nechassim are meshubed, and that's all. Nechassim meshubed. The yoshim now have to the yashim nechassim meshubadim, because the shiva sechi was meshabed the nechassim. The yoshim yashim nechassim meshubadim, and they have to pay. they have to pay the hezek without any further. And elsewhere, Rav Shimon says this other nusach. Since the shiva sechi was meshabed the nechassim, so now it becomes that the father has an obligation to pay out of his estate, and to that extent, he retains ownership even after he's dead. Anyway, it's a whole discussion. I want to talk briefly about the Rambam, then we'll go back to next time. Going back to I don't really have any big chiddushim, just to read a little bit. Going back to Rav Papa's original memory. Haisa para shula, the tavcha b'shabbes, papa. That was Rav Papa's memory. The Gemara explains what's the chiddush. I would have thought maybe mishas meshiches chayiv bein sehel, in which case there's no kimuli d'ravene. Kamashmul mishas miso is chayiv bein sehel, and therefore there's kimuli d'ravene. That's the Gemara. That's Rav Papa. So Rashi brings that there was a girs apparently shim ein gneiva ein tficha ve'en mechira. The Rav Papa is saying not only is he potter from Karen, but he's potter from Dalad Vey also. Because even though Dalad Vey is a knas, and the knas is no kimuli d'ravene, but here, since there's no chi of Karen, because the chi of Oynes is b'shas miso, so there's no chi of Karen, what's no chi of Karen? There's no chi of Dalad Vey either. Says Rashi, it's not a right girsa, because he's not a ganav to be chi of Dalad Vey. Dalad Vey is not a ganav, he's not a ganav, he's a shomer. A shomer who was mazik, the thing that he's watching, does not have a ganav, doesn't have chiyuv ganav, unless in the special case where his toyin tain is ganav. Shemachina was toyin tain is ganav, so and he takes a shvua, so then he becomes gets chiyuv kefil and chiyuv dalamei. That's special sugis of babakam. But here we're not talking about. We're talking about a shoyel. There's no toyin tain is ganav. He's chayav and ganav. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. As Rashi, the Rambam in Perigimel Gneiv Halacha Dalad, the Rambam says he brings her papa's halacha. He passes like her papa. And he says, "Haisa parashulama, v'tavcha derech gneva, spotter." I feel careful. The Rambam says, "She'im ein gneva, or v'im ein gneva, ein tvicha ve'im mechir." Remember exactly the lesson. Maybe somebody has a Rambam. So the Rambam has this gear, so "im ein gneva, ein tvicha ve'im mechir." So the Emes and the Rambam, there's two problems. Two separate problems. The first problem is Rashi's problem. How did Tficha Mechira get involved over here? Tficha Mechira is by a Gneva, and this is not a Gneva, this is a Kaifer B'Bikodin. A Kaifer B'Bikodin is not a Ganav. V'Araya, you need a special parsha of Toyin Tain is Ganav to be Chayef Kaifer. Special case of Toyin Tain, Hashem Echinum, who was Toyin Tain is Ganav, and it turned out to be a lie, and he took a Shvuah, then there's a special thing that is Chayef Kaifer, and it's Chayef Dalad Vehe. But a regular Kaifer B'Bikodin, he's not chayiv dalad vei. He's not even chayiv kefil. Why? Because he's not a ganav. It's not a ganav. It's not a ganav. Kaif B'Kon is not a ganav. So why over here did it become a ganav? So that's question number one. So the Chayim will point out that the Rambam's L'shitosai, the Rambam Perek Dalad Halacha Yud of the, over there in Hilchos Gneiva, the Rambam writes that if somebody was a shomer on a flock of sheep, and he went and he took one of the sheep out of the flock and he put it aside in order to steal it, so he's chayav kefil. And if he shets it, he's chayav dalad bay. He has a din of a ganav. The Rambam says it's kolsa shmirosai. When he steals it, he's no longer a shomer, and that's called a ma'aser gneiva. So you see, the Rambam taka has a sheep that you could be ganav a pikadon. You could do a ma'aser gneiva on a pikadon. So Rav Chatzkel Avramsky in Chazon Yecheskel in Bamitzia Per Gimel Aloch Avav brings from Rav Chaim, all Arichos from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim explains what's the difference between that and a Kaifer Bikadon. Rav Chaim, because the definition of a Ganav as opposed to a Gazlan is that a Ganav has to do what Rav Chaim calls a Lekichas Isser. What in the past we called the Gunav Beseish. You need a Maisig Neva of a Gunav Beseish. Rav Chaim calls it a Lekichas Isser. You have to do a Maisa Lekicha, a Maisa Gneva Mipesish, a Maisa Lekicha Beisir. That's the definition of a Ganav. If you don't do that, you're just stolen in some other way, then you're a Gazan, but you're not a Ganav. Like Kaivis Chasocher, you're even like Sikhil, but you're not a Ganav. You need a Maisa Lekicha Beisir. So a Kaifer Bikodim didn't do a Maisa Lekicha Beisir. The Lekicha of the Bikodim was Beheter. He was not giving it back. So that makes him a Gazan, but doesn't make him into a Ganav. Because there was no ma'isa l'kicha, there was no ma'isa b'gunav v'eseish. But she'enkin, if he picks up the tlem in the eder and he carries it off, that's already a ma'isa g'neva. There is a ma'isa l'kicha sisa. So al derech's over here, when he has a pikadon, if he has a parah that's pikadon by him, and he shechs the parah, he says, "I'm a snatch of pasha." Why is that called a ma'isa l'kicha sisa? It's a ma'isa mazik, not a ma'isa l'kicha. This is really Rav Chaim grapple with separately. I don't remember exactly how Rav Chaim says it. Some say in Echanami it's talking about where, no, it doesn't make sense, he couldn't have picked it up first because then he wouldn't be a Chiyuv Shabbos. Well, the Nesiva grapples with this. Where's the Maisa Gneva? It's not really, like going to Flemin Eder, at least he picked it up, so he did a Maisa Gneva. Here he didn't do a Maisa Gneva, he did a Maisa Mazik. So why is that even called Vagudim Beis Ha'ish? What? Nope, you have to. Even Rav Aaron says, you know, it's called Malihe Malihme, but you need a Maisig Neva. If the Mazik of Karen could fulfill the Heshavas Exeva, you need a Maisig Neva to have a Heshavas Exeva. Where's the Maisig Neva? So the different Nischais over here. The Tzamer Chayim say that the Shechting it, it's in his Chotzer, so he's kind it with his Chotzer. That's the Maisig Neva. If it doesn't do anything, there's no Maisig Neva. You know, like we have like by Rashi and Tosis by Kisha B'Makel. You know. Chotzer, can you do gneva with the chotzer? But the Rashi and Tosis both say you need a ma'aser gneva. Rashi, you have to have no b'fono. Tosis, you need a Kisha B'Makel. You need a ma'aser gneva. So here, it's in his chotzer, but where's the ma'aser gneva? So Tricha is a ma'aser gneva. Then Kaifer is not a ma'aser gneva. The Nesiva is a more complicated shot. That the case is that the sheep wandered out of the Eder into his chotzer, and then he shechted it. So that's called already a ma'isa, yeah, salderech zeh, it's a ma'isa gneva, because it's in his chotzer. But then, that's like a technical problem, you know, how is the tficha a ma'isa gneva? But the yesoid, the problem in the Rambam is, why is this different than a kaifer b'kodim? Every kaifer b'kodim is not a ganav, so why over here are you a ganav? So that's cholos dvarim, is that we have a fairish Rambam, that ganav tlem in a eder, a selim in a kis, the Rambam says a shomer, who's washing an eid there, and he takes a sheep out. The Rambam says, "Beferish, she's a ganav." So why is that different than kaifer b'kodim? That Rav Chaim says very cogently. That's cool. That is kaifer b'kodim didn't do a ma'aser gneiva. Didn't do a ma'aser l'kicha sister. Here he did a ma'aser l'kicha sister. He did a ma'aser gneiva. Yeah, at dying we have to work out how's the tficha called a ma'aser gneiva. Tficha l'chari is a ma'aser mazik, not a ma'aser gneiva. Okay, so we'll have to say since it's in his chotzer and it's kosher shmirah, so that's called a ma'aser gneiva with the chotzer. However, Rav Chaim goes on. He says, "But at dying." A dying, we have to understand why is it different than a shaleich yad b'pikodim? A shaleich yad b'pikodim. I said, "I'm after the shaleich yad b'pikodim is a gazlan. It's not chayav kefil. Isn't this exactly a shaleich yad b'pikodim? You have a chavis of wine. You're watching it. You pick it up in order to steal it. That's called you call the shaleich yad b'pikodim. And he's only a Gazan, he's not Chayef. That's the Ferish Gemara. He's only Chayef Kefil, he's not Chayef Karen. So why? How does that differ? What's the difference between Gunav Tlem and Eder and Shaleach Yad Vikodin? It's Mamash Hainuach. Gunav Tlem and Eder, Tavach over here. Every Shlichas Yad is exactly this. What? You certainly have cases of Shaleach Yad where he's not till he took a Chavis Yahin and he wants to be not till. He had comfort. He didn't maybe drink it up yet, but he was not till in order to drink it. Because I don't know if every Shaleach Yad could also be he wants to give it back, but if I do you have cases of Shaleach Yad where it's not till? He picked it up on Manasseh to be not till. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this works as a mahal. Many shittas mishayin. What's the difference between Shaleach Yad and the Gazan? So Rav Chaim says it. I'll just tell you Rav Chaim. I'm not really holding the sugya of Shaleach Yad. Rav Chaim answers. Probably say a different answer. Rav Chaim answers that this machlekes mishayinim. Machlekes the Rambam and the Raivit. But the Rambam's shita is in Perek Gimel of Gneva Veda Halacha Yudbeis, I think that. A Shaleach Yad, let's say you have a case like this. You have a barrel of wine and you picked up the whole barrel of wine in order to take a sip of wine. The rest of the wine you're going to put back, but you picked up the barrel in order to take one sip, one revius of wine. So it says in Rambam that you become a Shaleach Yad on the whole Chavis, even though you only really wanted to steal a little bit of the Chavis. You become a Shaleach Yad on the whole Chavis. The Raivit is Chalit. The Raivit says, no. You're only, in that case, you're not a Shaleach Yad, only in a little bit. Not in the whole Chavis. Then it's Rashi in Bava Kama, Rashi in Bava Metzir, rather, in Mamalev, says that that's the difference between a Shaleach Yad and a Ganav. And a regular Gazan. Why do you need a special parashah of Shlichas Yad? Such a case, he picked up a Chavis in order to steal only a little bit of it. So the regular Dinex Day, look, you'd only be a Gazan. And the little bit that you want to steal, that's the part that you want to be Kaira. The rest of the Chavis, you're not. But the parashah of Shlichas Yad says, that makes me Shaleach Yad and the whole Pikot. So Rav Chaim says that's the teretz that in a chenami, if a guy picked up the chiddush of Shaleach Yad and a little bit of wine that he wants to drink, he becomes a ganav and he's chayv kef. Every time it says that Shaleach Yad is only a gazlan, that's the shlichas yad, the part they didn't want to steal, but it's still called the shlichas yad and the hope bekodim. So that's already a gazlan, because that you didn't have until this, you didn't have a ma'isig neva. The ma'isig neva was on the revius yad that he wants to take. He's Shaleach Yad in the Pikodin as a whole. He's being moiled in the Shlichas on the Pikodin as a whole. So he becomes a Gazlan on the Pikodin as a whole. That's the Chiddush of Shlichas Yad. But the Maisig Neiv is only on that little bit. And that little bit is Taka Chayef Kefil. That's what Rav Chaim says. Anyway, that's the Rav Chaim. There's other Malachim and Achayim, but I just want to let you know. Again, this is really very much Sugis, more Sugis over there in Amafkin. However, there's another problem in the Rambam altogether. A different problem, which is really more a problem that belongs to Arsim. Okay, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said that the guy has was Shoyal Para, and he shechted it on Shabbos. So he's potter, not only from Keren, but he's potter from Kefil and from Dalet Behei, because in Ein Gneva, Ein Tficha, Ein Mechira. Why does Ram have to add the Ein Gneiva, Ein Tficha, Ein Mechira? Up to now, we were talking about how could there be Dalet Behei, you're not a Ganav. Okay, fine. He is a Ganav. He's a Ganav, and there could be a Chiyuv Dalet Behei. What do you have to convoke in Ein Gneiva, Ein Tficha, Ein Mechira? There's a push of the reason why he's potter from Dalet Behei. He's potter from Dalet Behei because he was Tevechen on Shabbos. And this came later with the Rabbi. The Gemara says in Ein Gneiva Ein Tficha Ein Mechira, if you have that Girsa in the Gemara, or earlier in Rava's memory, you had Ein Gneiva Ein Tficha Ein Mechira. Why? Because the Gemara is going to the Meir. Then a Knas is no Kimel Eved Rabbine. So on Knas no Kimel Rabbine, so why are you putting him Dalet Behei if you were Tevechen on Shabbos? Terence is because if there's no Karen, there's no Dalet Behei. Like Rashi explains, Dalet Behei, Marchman, Ole Gimel Vedalet. But the Rama Paskin said that this Kimel Rabbine even a Knas. Baal Bito is putting from Knas. Because it's Kimel Rabbine. We don't pass him like a man. We pass him this Kimel Rabbine even on Knas. So what do you have to come on to make a day of Ein Tficha Ein Mechira? So Pasha, It's a pasuk to Hilay Rami. He was Haisa Parashu Letzli V'Tovcha B'Shabbos. So of course he's bought from Talad Vay. Forget him, Megan Avon, Tvichavay Mechira. Kimli Dramini covers the whole thing. There's Kimli Dramini and the Karen, and there's Kimli Dramini and the Dalet Vay. The whole thing is Kimli Dramini. Yeah, if we have a case where, let's say, he was Shal Para and Notlim and Eider B'Shabbos, and Eifen that he was Chayav Misa for being Notlim and Eider, and then the next day he was Tvech, then we would have to mount the Megan Avon, Tvichavay Mechira. That's not the case. Of course, he's bottom dalvei. That's a pella rav in the rav. So I looked around. I didn't see a from the little. I didn't look. I mean, this is a long arichus. Look in this. So the, you know, I looked in the back of the fact. The rav was a whole list of achayim. I didn't look at everybody, but a little bit I looked. I didn't see a teretz meruvah. Yeah.
So she took the batis.
You know what?
She just says derech neiva means he's. He was telling that it was Hashem Asacha, like the Rashba says, he was telling it was Hashem Asacha, and that it was Nigdeva, so he's Chayef Gneiva, but the Chiv Dalbehe doesn't come until he's Tom Bezdin. And it makes him, and he's found
again,
out.
What happened? He was telling Tanis Ganov.
I remember correctly.
So he became so he's Chayef Gneiva.
He said it was Hashem Asacha, and then said Nigdeva.
Right.
And then he'd be Chayef Gneiva. And he doesn't, he's not Chayef for Gneva until he's in Beis Din. At that point, he's not giving Jack.
So he is Chayef Keren.
So he's Chayef, he's part of the Keren. He is.
So I don't get it. What? He was telling that he's a Shem Achinim, so he's a telling Tanis Ganim. So what, he has to pay Keren? He has to pay Keren. So why is he Potter? God says he's Potter from Riten. What?
Yes.
Oh, or is he shefted it now, so that was the Chayav Keren. He shefted it now, so he was Chayav Keren right away. And later on, he was playing Tainas Ganav. And then he became Chayav. No, it's not a case of Tgon of Tlemen Eider. The Ram over here is not going Tgon of Tlemen Eider. Maybe because he didn't do a Mais Agba. It's the Mais Shechita. So it wasn't Tgon of Tlemen Eider. He's not a Ganav. He's just Chayav Keren, and he's Potter from Keren, because Kimli D'Aminei. And then later he comes to Beis Din, and he's playing Tainas Ganav. And on that he's Potter, because the main Gedeva ain't Tvichav ain't Mechir. I mean, but now it's the best Ram. Hoysa Parashulu, he was Tavchav in the Shabbos.
So what he says, Derech Gedeva means, he did it secretly.
Yeah, okay, anyway, I don't know. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we have to go back to the room.